8:05, we begin a big last hour with big news out of state parliament. The Upper Hunter by-election is on May 22, and this news will shake things up big time. Clinton Maynard is 2GB's senior reporter, and he's live on the line. G'day, Clinton.
Good afternoon.
Righto, tell us the big news.
This is very significant. This will terrify the Berejiklian government because, again, it's another indication that their grip on power is starting to look shaky. My information is that Mark Latham will more than likely confirm tomorrow morning that he is indeed running in the Upper Hunter by-election for the lower house. Now, this is yet to be confirmed. Things can change overnight, but an announcement has been scheduled for tomorrow in Singleton, which is the central town, along with Muswellbrook, for the Upper Hunter seat, that Mr. Latham and Rob Roberts will make an appearance at a manufacturing company, an engineering company, to make an announcement about the candidate for One Nation. Now, based on the wording of the press release, who is in attendance, Mr. Latham, Mr. Roberts, and information that I've received this week, that would indicate to me that Mr. Latham is in fact running, because I assure you it won't be Mr. Roberts. Mr. Roberts is a fellow Upper House MP. Now, where this comes into play, the One Nation member who was touted as a candidate was recently dumped. Mr. Latham has been asked about this publicly, and he said he was considering about it. Mr. Latham has for many, many years lived in the southwest of Sydney, on the southwestern outskirts. He's recently moved north. Mr. Latham has written opinion pieces in the papers this week, very strong opinion pieces, about coal mining in the Hunter Valley. Now, how can this all come about, Jim? He's currently a sitting MP in the Upper House. But Mr. Latham himself, as the way the Upper House works, he's not actually elected to the Upper House. It's technically a One Nation seat. So the way it can work, and they hold that seat until 2027, he can actually leave that seat. He can put another Joe Blow in there from One Nation to sit there, and if for some reason this attempt for the lower house fails, he can then go back to the Upper House. So by contesting this lower house by-election, there's actually nothing for Mr. Latham to lose, because his political career doesn't end if he loses. And here's where the attraction is. Usually for minor parties, there's an attraction for an Upper House seat because they can hold some power because the government doesn't hold the numbers. But because of the government's numbers problems in the lower house, John Sidoti, one of their MPs, currently sitting on the crossbench, Michael Johnson, who was the Upper Hunter MP, he's now going. If Mr. Latham was to cause an upset and to win this seat, he could actually hold basically the balance of power. Which means Gladys Berejiklian, and there are some other independents and Greens, so it's not just Mr. Latham, but it could mean that Gladys Berejiklian has to negotiate with Mark Latham to get bills not just through the Upper House, but the Lower House, and that's where government's formed.
Doesn't it make it interesting, Clinton? What time's the announcement, by the way, in Singleton tomorrow morning?
Yeah, this will be tomorrow morning, and obviously we'll bring you news as it comes to hand. It's actually taking place at an engineering company at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then he'll be touring the plant along with Rod Roberts, who's his fellow Upper House MP.
Well, watch this space. Never a dull moment with Mark Latham. So we'll watch this space as far as tomorrow morning. Clinton, thanks for the update this afternoon.
Thanks, Jim.
That's 2GB senior reporter Clinton Maynard.